Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ron, you've said, and I believe you've written, that the Penguins need to avoid turning into the Kings and the Blackhawks. So one thing I would suggest, sort of a devil's advocate to that, and maybe a difference with them compared to the other two, is they still do have, a younger, talented portion of their roster in the form of a Gensel here, maybe a Dominic Cahoon there, Jared McCann, still a very young guy, Pedersen, you know what I mean?
Young the goaltender Matt yeah. Murray, yeah. No, I just said, you know, they got to be careful that they don't go down that path.
How do they avoid it?
I think you got can't be just status quo again. You can't just, you know, if it didn't work the last 2 years, what's to make you think it's going to work again?
And it takes simply more than trading Kessel the answer to that?
That's a big part of it, but let's see what else they do. Trading Ollie Mata isn't enough. That's all I'm going to say.
Would trading Mata and Kessel be the change you were looking for and keep them off that path?
Maybe.
What do you think, Bob?
I think just because they haven't won in 2 years, I discount the 2 years ago because I think they lost the eventual champs in Washington, and that's a series that could have gone a lot of different ways. They were good that year, and they ran out of gas. So I don't necessarily look at that year the same way as this past year, but I still saw a team that registered 100 points and was favored to beat the Islanders and still was dangerous, I thought, going in, and they just did not execute. It was a terrible series. And it's led to where we are.
So. Are they in danger of turning into an old, aging Kings, Blackhawks, just gonna sort of disappear, fade away?
I mean, if you let it go too long, yes. That's why these moves are probably necessary, yes.
What moves?
Change. Kessel, specifically. Get younger. And I think the trade from Broussard was a good one after a bad one to get him here. Those two guys are good players, and I think they're pretty hungry. I think they want to win, and they've shown that they can be decent players here. And you look for other scoring other than the top guys they got, you need players like that. But the onus still comes down to the star players adjusting their game a little bit, still doing what they do, but with less risk. And I still think that's achievable. Is that too much to ask?
No, I think it is too, but I also have come around to the idea that it's also a lot about the supporting cast. And I was glad to see that Rutherford acknowledged that two guys they missed desperately and never replaced. And I'm not saying they've been great since they left either. One of them's just gotten old here. But two guys that they never replaced were Chris Kunitz and Nick Bonino.
Bonino was the one to me, Ron. I don't know about you. But
yeah, I mean, I like Kunitz too, but I was okay with him leaving. But we all knew Bonino was going to be tough to replace, but Nashville made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
I was okay with Kunitz leaving too, and they've never replaced what he gave them. There's a reason that he has more Stanley Cups than any other guy in the league right now. He gave them. I was just talking to Mark Eaton way back in the 09 series about Kunitz pounding that Red Wings defense. You want to update it all the way to their cup a couple of years ago, him scoring the series-winning goal against Ottawa. I mean, he was a guy who had impact all the times they won, in my opinion.
No, I don't think there's any question. But, not replacing him is one thing. I don't think he was their answer going forward.
No.
I mean, I think his career is basically done.
Yeah, they never replaced
But they never replaced
anything
but
like that.
I could
that.
Not agree more. That he was a huge part of their success.
And Bonino, too. And
Bonino, I think, maybe even more.
Bonino gave them what they needed, and they still need it today. That is a capable third-line center who can do lots of things and make guys around him better. That line was unique, just like the Cook-Stahl-Kennedy line was unique in 2009, took pressure off the top two lines.
That and also we just saw St. Louis, I think, win a cup by and large with a certain ferocity and passion and some
And goaltending that no one expected.
Goaltending, sure, and unquantifiable qualities that you got with Bonino, Kunitz, Ian Cole, I thought lent them that. Now, you're not allowed to say his name anywhere near anybody with the Penguins because they'll say, well, what do you, it's not like we lost Bobby Orr. Well, not one single human being has said you lost Bobby Orr. What you lost was a guy who was willing to break his face to win a Stanley Cup and had a couple big moments too. And I think of a goal he scored, I believe it was what, game four in San Jose?
Yes.
A winner. If you believe that it takes guys with special qualities to win a cup, then they must not be as easily replaced as a lot of people think they are.
Well, I mean, I think they knew what they were losing in Bonino. He signed a $16.4 million deal, $4.1 million.
I'm talking about him, Kunitz, Cole. I think
but looking back,
I
that kind
Trevor
of deal.
Daly had that kind of quality.
Oh, he did. Looking back at that deal right now, it looks like it's a bargain compared to some of the salaries that we've seen here in the last couple of years. And that's where the Penguins are, you know, by comparison. Who would you rather have, Letang or Carlson? One makes seven, one makes 11 now. Who would you rather have? You know, I mean, they both have their own problems giving the puck away. Carlson had a lot of turnovers throughout the course of the regular season. He was injured a lot, but still, the market has changed dramatically. And I think Bonino now would have been a nice fit, considering Hornquist makes over $5 million, considering some of these long-term
that
deals.
Hornquist contract really looks bad. Even though I was in favor, you know, I thought
because of the concussions?
Yeah, and also the price.
Yeah.
Five plus.
For
four more years.
Yeah. But he also went straight from there to the World Championships.
And how about if he turns his season around?
And if he can avoid the concussion issue, and I know that's a big if, then I've got no problem with that deal. I agree with it.
And he can be effective
and
still.
He had a bad injury-prone year. I don't think that means his career is over yet.
But we're also forgetting, and maybe there, and I see this a lot in development of players. Teddy Bluger, Zach Aston-Reese are guys who I think can get better.
Who's the third line center
right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
Bukestad, McCann.
I would probably put. I'd probably put one of those three and figure out lines based on that. I'm not sure, but
I would trade Bukestad.
But
in a second.
Dominic Simone had a really good world. And here's another guy who I think they like a lot. If he can become more prevalent on the score sheet, you got some younger guys who, if they take the next step, which is what the Steelers always look to from year one to year two, take the next step. All of a sudden, you got players you didn't expect you had. So there could be answers internally here too.
I think Dominic Simone, I was talking to somebody about this, thrives on the bigger ice surface where he can be. He does his best work on the perimeter. Have you ever seen him go to the net hard? Do you ever wonder why he doesn't
occasionally
score?
But I
think the answer is because he's never around
the net. He's a smart player, though, and a smart player. There's always a place in my lineup for a smart player, you know, and who can skate, and he can. So we'll see. I mean, I do think,
you know, what Joe's feeling is about him.
Who?
They're going to give him part ownership of the team
eventually. Come on, Bob. You're going to win a championship with him?
I'm just saying, can't you see guys developing?
What should they
can't
do with Jack Johnson?
Can't you see guys developing? Well, I mean, at this point, I don't know that they can do anything.
They can buy him out.
They could buy him out if they want. They might. That'll free up $3 million. But I also think they have eight guys right now. And if you look at their top four, Dumoulin and Letang, that's a pretty good 1-2 punch. You'd have to admit, around the league, compare them. And then you have Schultz and Pettersson. And Marcus Pettersson made Olimata available because Marcus Pettersson was much better than I think anyone thought. My point is, there are guys like that given more of a chance. We'll see. Maybe their answers lie right there underneath their own internal.
They might. But up front, I think the problem that existed going into last season that was never fixed, going even back to the end of the previous season, was where do the parts fit? Where do the parts fit
right
on this
no,
team?
I get you.
Sully likes to talk about you start out with pairs on your lines, right? You work off pairs. There's Gensel and Sid. Who's the next pair that comes to mind on this team up front?
Malkin and Rust.
Really?
Malkin and Hornquist.
Or Hornquist. I mean,
Is there one? There's
I
not
don't know.
One that comes to mind.
But I'm saying that doesn't mean the answer can't develop as this
it
season
could.
Moves on.
It could. I just don't know where a lot of these parts fit again.
Right now it doesn't look that way, but it could change. And that's
seemed to be the magic of Sully and Jim Rutherford back when he got here, was everyone knew their role, everything and everyone
and accepted
seemed to
their
fit
role.
And accepted their role.
Right.
And he corralled the stars, right? And got the most out of them. And everything's different now. It's a different team, really.
I still think, though, they have a group that if they come together as older people on this team and look at it the right way, like we only have a certain amount of time here left, guys. We've had a good run going. We can make this last longer. And then you supply them with a few other new pieces. I don't understand why. Now, that Metropolitan Division will be, I think, the best in hockey next year based on what's happened.
How about
I think
the
Rangers, the Devils.
Zuban.
I think. You know, there are Washington's still going to be. There are a lot of great teams in that division. I think the Devils and Rangers are going to be real legit. When you put Taylor Hall with Nico Hischier and now Jack Hughes and PK Subban, along with some of the other guys they got.
What about the Canes?
Well, the Canes. I didn't even talk about them. Right? They got.
Well, the Rangers with the
all
kid,
of them.
That kid. I
Flyers.
Mean,
well, I don't know about the Flyers.
What do you mean? They're making moves.
If Hart can be,
they may have a goaltender. Finally.
If Carter Hart can be what. You'd expect him.
Well, he sure looked good against the Penguins.
Then, then that's a legit. It all starts there, you know.
All right, Bob. Top of the hour, we have a really good story out of New York with a little confrontation that reminded me of one I had with one Marlon Byrd in a Cincinnati Reds clubhouse from a while ago when the Pirates played there. But this one's juicy. Let's talk about this. Ron and I have both had athletes at our throats. Ron, I doubt Bob ever has, right? I doubt it.
I don't think anyone has ever said a harsh word to Bob because he likes to be loved.
I had Lawrence Taylor get me thrown out of a New York Giants locker.
Hold on that one. Let's hear that story at the top of the hour.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.